good. Thanks for coming. Good to see you. Love this place. Very cool. Two shows yesterday, one in Memphis and one in Nashville. We thought they were side by side. Turns out. Yeah, we only looked this far on the map. But it was fun. They were both fun shows, and the Ryman was really, really fun, and I played that place. And special night. So anybody missed it, I'm sorry you missed it.
We loved it. Great, right?
Come and lay down by my side.
We might be here for a while. I know it's raining in your heart. The world is getting dark. Your eyes are turned deeper shade of blue. Whoa, whoa. But I'm gonna hold you till the sun comes shining through. Yeah, I'm gonna hold you till the sun comes shining through.
Stay a little longer, one more. I'm gonna send you to the clouds. welcome to be alive.
Thank you very much. Anybody got a story they want to tell while we...
Can you tell us a John Eagle story?
Oh, you read that, huh?
Yes.
Johnny Neal stories. Wow. Most of them I can't really tell in public. But let me think of one I can tell. If you don't know what he's referring to, our friend Johnny Neal passed away last night. He was a keyboard player, musician, singer extraordinaire. He played with the Allman Brothers. He and I wrote a lot of music together, played a lot of music together, and he was blind, and the antithesis of what you think of as a blind person. He was the most outgoing, crazed character you've ever met. And so the stories we referenced in this thing that I wrote about him are legendary in the music world, you know. Can you think of one I could tell that wouldn't offend anybody? I don't mind offending a few people. I'm just going to offend anybody. Only one time. Well, this one's somewhat... acceptable, I guess. When I met my wife years ago, she and her friend Amy used to travel around and see us, and this is before we were together, when we were just friends. And when we left at night, I would give them my hotel room because we were checking out and it was paid for, and they had driven to be where we were and didn't want to drive back home. And so I would give them my hotel room, and my wife would take that one, and her friend Amy would take Johnny Neal's room because it was always adjoining mine. And so one time Amy had changed out of whatever she was wearing. She took her jeans and changed in Johnny's room and accidentally left her jeans in Johnny's room, and so they got lumped into his laundry. And his wife found them. And she's like, what is this? What are these little skinny woman jeans doing in your room? And he tried his best to explain the situation. And then in the middle of the night, he calls me on the phone.
Hayes, will you talk to my fucking wife? You tell her I'm not lying to her?
So I had to get on the phone with his wife and explain the entire situation. Believe it or not, that's the most PC story I could come up with. I met Johnny right here in Nashville at the Bluebird Cafe. That's where I met him. 1980-something. he was a brilliant musician. Great friend. So I think all we have time for is I'll do one more new one, and then maybe an old one, and then we'll meet and greet, and then I'll go to the airport.
Get some rest.
Yeah.
don't curse. It's just reality.
Yeah, the circus came to town.
like an endless parade. So I played three new ones and one old. So I hope you like the new ones.